taking a look at consolidation trends in the U.S. nitrogen fertilizer industry. While geopolitical conflicts often take the blame for volatile nitrogen fertilizer prices, decades of deep industry consolidation driven by natural gas costs may be the true underlying factor. University of Illinois ag economist Enrique Monaco and several colleagues wrote an article titled Consolidation Trends in the U.S. Nitrogen Fertilizer Industry. It was put together in response to the Strait of Hormuz closure amid the Iran war, along with the large increase in the price of nitrogen across the planet, including in the U.S., although fertilizer prices had been moving up to begin with. He said the industry consolidation is a definite factor in the high prices.
When you look at the fertilizer industry more broadly or other ag inputs, the consolidation has been there. It's nothing that started right now with the Strait of Hormuz, right? But once you have a shock like that on prices, this is where, you know, you start looking again and relooking at things. But to your point, it's not specifically this shock that happened to fertilizer prices. The consolidation has been going since specifically here in the U.S. on the nitrogen industry. It's been happening since mid-2000s. Again, it's nothing that started right now with the conflict or because of that.
Monaco said the U.S. accounts for about 10 to 15% of global fertilizer consumption. When you break it out by N, P, and K, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, Monaco talked about how reliant the U.S. is on other countries.
So that will be a very different picture depending on the nutrient. For potassium specifically, the import reliance is very high, and Canada is the main partner. When it comes to phosphate and nitrogen, those numbers are much lower, 13 and 6%. That means that the U.S. has a good domestic production capacity in terms of ammonia production, which is used for other nitrogen products as well.
From the 2000s to today, with that dip in the middle, there was consolidation within the industry. He talked about the share of the industry, who controls it now, and how that has changed over time.
Since 2000, there was a decrease in total number of firms, but also plants operating. When it comes to who has the ammonia production capacity in the U.S., that would be primarily CF Industries and Nutrient would be the top two. Those together here will count for roughly 55-60%. The top four companies would account for 70% of ammonia production capacity, okay? That's not necessarily market share, but that's one indicative here.
Again, Enrique Monaco is an ag economist with the University of Illinois. I'm Nancy Whalen with the Agribusiness News on the Agriplex Report on KDHN 1470 AM and 102.7 FM. Or listen live on KDHNradio.com.